Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. Would you say he's just a friend? Oh, baby, you.
Oh, my gosh. Biz Markie, rest in peace. Yep.
Okie dokie.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 253.
This is a podcast where two drunken wizards of Waverly Place play retro games for your amusement. I am a wizard of Waverly Place number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am a wizard. I am a wizard of Waverly Place number two. My name is Earl.
We have Wizard of Waverly Place number three, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, our special guest today. Hey, guys. That was my Selena Gomez
impression.
Unfortunately,
Selena could not be with us today, but tune in next week for also a lack of Selena.
I'm going to be completely and utterly honest with you and the Revelers, Drake. I've never once watched an episode of the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, I watched a ton of it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It was like, I don't know, I just stumbled across it one. It's like Harry Pottery. It's like these teenagers who do magic.
Okay.
But like... Disney style.
Cool. So they're not, I guess, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what the difference between
Harry
Hogwarts,
Potter is fairly like, Disney style.
Yeah, thing. But it's pretty dark. I mean, well, it gets dark. You know, people die.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like nobody dies in the Wizards of Waverly Place, but maybe, I don't know.
Hard to say. Probably not.
Right.
Or if they do, they die comically and then come back.
Right. Well, Revelers, you may have guessed what we're playing based on all that talk right there. This week, we're going to be playing Magician Lord on the Neo Geo.
Yeah.
Should be something.
It should be something. We'll see how far. We'll make it halfway through the first level.
Yeah, I think that's about how far we'll get. But
I tried to look up cheats. I couldn't find any. So.
Oh, shit. I didn't even
hopefully
think
on here, there's like unlimited continues.
I think there is, but the... Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll see.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll get to Magician Lord on the Neo Geo. But before we do that, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going just dandy, you know.
Fine
and dandy. Just same old, man.
Yep.
Doing all the x-ray stuff. I did go over to a different hospital, though, to x-ray some children.
Nice.
To get some of my pediatric stuff taken care of.
And did you?
Yep.
Excellent.
There's like five comps you can get on pediatrics. So pediatrics is six and under.
You have to go and hope that kids are getting injured.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that seems a little morbid.
I mean, really, the only one you're required to get is a pediatric chest.
Ah, okay.
Which I already had. Because I x-rayed a tiny little baby at Abbott. And that's what then I... x-rayed some of here too, like literally it's a baby in a NICU, like an incubator
type thing
that you just like put the x-ray tube mobile like on a portable thing like over it. I x-rayed like
a tiny baby handle those radiation rays.
It's much lower dose when you're dealing with a baby because you don't need
to
as much
get
to get through.
Right, okay.
But I mean, if they need an x-ray and the doctor needs to find out what's going on with
there,
this little baby that's clearly having some issues.
Oof, like, that's rough.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I could do
work
that.
Work in pediatrics. Yeah. At least you know how to do it now.
Right.
Yep.
And so, yeah, did that.
Cool.
X-rayed some kids.
Great.
I mean, the babies were a couple of them, but mostly it was
like
then.
Toddlers or something.
Five, six-year-olds.
Okay. Cool.
Some early teenagers.
Sure.
You know, 13,
I guess that does
13,
count as...
14. They're not pediatric then, but they're children still, and they go to a children's hospital.
Great. So. Well, I mean, not great, I guess. You know.
Well, some of them are just coming in for routine
broken
kind of studies. Not
or,
even broken
oh,
bones.
Okay.
Just things.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, cool.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Great.
How about you? How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well now. Well, I've been very sick this week. I don't know. I actually
stay back.
I know. Well, no, I'm fine now. Yeah, and I just had a bad cold on top of allergies.
You got the Rona?
Terrible. No, I actually do not have the Rona. I went and got my very first COVID test.
Good, good.
Earlier this week, a friend of mine got me scared because she said that a couple of her coworkers who are fully vaccinated both came down with COVID. And so I was like, well, fuck, I'm fully vaccinated and I'm sick. Maybe I have COVID. So I do not, though. I am negative. Yeah. So and I'm better now. I'm much better now. I earlier this week, though, woof, it was rough. I don't know.
Man,
but
yeah,
in this weird new world, like I was sick, but like I still worked like half days.
I know. I was wondering, like, with now realizing that so many people are capable of working from home. I mean, it obviously depends on your job. Like, in the future, if I'm sick, I can't work from home.
Right,
X-raying
right.
people. Maybe
what
someday.
If you can? Yeah, I know.
Someday
that's
it's like
future.
I'm at home controlling the tube, like the X-ray machine remotely, and like talking to the patient, like. I need you to do this.
Lift
please. It would be impossible because there's so many times where I physically have to just touch the patient and move them around.
Right.
But with like office jobs, like, is it going to become a thing that, oh, I'm sick, I can't come in today?
Well, that's fine.
Well,
just work from home.
You can just work from home now.
Yeah. But like, you're like, I was sick. Like I did. When I first called in, or I told my boss, I was like, I'm not feeling well. I'm not going to come in. I've got a COVID test scheduled, but I'll work from home. And, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. But then I was sick and I was just like, I don't want to be answering emails and working right now. Like,
terrible.
I want to lay on this couch and like get better.
No doubt.
Like, so I ended up really, and I was honest with my boss, you know, I was like, just charge me like, you know, I'll take a half day on those days or whatever, just because I feel guilty about it. You know, like I'm here. I told her I was
going to
be working.
They should still just pay you fully. Like,
yeah,
you worked,
I don't know.
You were the only one like there working for most of the like freaking pandemic.
That
like,
is correct.
You held that place together.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I'm better now. So,
all right, cool.
But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met? Ooh, that's a face
know.
Of a man who hasn't
Honestly,
played any
I don't,
video
I
games.
Don't, maybe I played Mass Effect 2 for an hour at some point.
Okay,
but honestly,
it's been since the 4th of July.
Since the 4th of July.
Or it was the day before the 4th of July we recorded
that
last
we recorded
time.
Last time.
Yep.
Then, yeah, I probably played a little bit of Mass Effect.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably it. But I don't know. I've been busy and like I just have, you know, so little time.
And
I also
feel
like I need to be studying stuff because
and
you
then
know.
Probably you know you got to like hang out with your wife and stuff.
And I
got to
hang out with my wife.
Yeah.
God, why did I get married?
earlier today.
I love my wife. I love you, Abby.
My partner, shout out to Kat, is in New York right now, and she's gone for 2 weeks. So I was telling Jurek I'm a swinging bachelor again. And Jurek was like, oh, yeah, me. No, I'm definitely still married.
Yeah, let's go to the strip club. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm still married.
And I'm also not a swinging bachelor. Yeah. Kat, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
Just
because
they're out of town does not mean
I know.
But yeah, honestly, anyway. I don't know. I feel like I need to find. I like Mass Effect. I love Mass Effect, but I just don't know that I can play.
You're not
all,
in it.
Well, I love the first one, and then I just don't know that I can play all three of them like back to back to back.
Right.
I mean, you know, the first one took me. I mean, they're not super long games. Probably the first one
Aren't
was like
they
40.
If you do first everything
was,
though.
Even still, no, I did every single side quest in the first one, and I think I clocked in at 40, 45 hours.
Oh, really? I feel like I'm at like 15 or 20, and I feel like I'm
further
nowhere.
Than you think.
Oh,
you,
okay.
From what you told me how far you made it, you're further than you think.
Okay.
As far as like main story.
Well, that
and
seems
stuff.
To be all I'm doing. I get a little bit concerned
about
side quests.
And I always do side quests. Like,
I just don't,
when they
I always feel
up.
Like I'm not strong enough. And like,
well, that's why you do the side quests.
I guess.
Side
I don't
quests
know.
Are easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't touched Mass Effect in weeks, so.
But so I feel like I just need to play things kind of in between.
Right.
Each
right.
of them rather than play like, what, 40, like 120, 100, probably right. 140 to 150 hours total for all three of them, I would Yeesh. Think.
That is a long time.
I mean, I've played single games for
well.
Longer. Well, I'm talking
you don't have to tell
I'm
me.
Talking to somebody who's got over 2,000 hours in Smash.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, anyways,
Smash.
Yeah, how's your Smash going?
It's been going good. I've been playing a lot of Diddy Kong lately. He's pretty fun. Yep. He's.
Bold choice, Cotton.
He's got this fun mechanic. One of his moves is he throws out a banana, and he's like I always play with items off. But the banana is an item in the, you know, if you have items on, but Diddy, one of his moves is the banana. So you can just throw it out and grab the banana and just trip people and
slip on it.
Yeah. And it's hilarious every single time. I've been really having a blast with Diddy Kong and I'm doing pretty well with him.
He's the star of one of the greatest video games of all time.
Donkey Kong Country 1 for the Super Nintendo.
No,
he's
like
the co-star.
I know
where you were going with that. Donkey Kong Country 2, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Diddy Kong's been fun, but also when I was sick, I was like, okay, I can't really concentrate on Smash right now. Like, you know, I need my brain power to be chooching when I'm playing Smash
right.
so I can be like, oh, you know, so I can catch their rolls and do all the things, you know, but I needed a game to play and I was like, you know what? It's been a while. I barely remember the whole game. I'm popping in The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And so I've been playing that.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. It is so fucking good. And just like the first time I booted it up, just like the sounds the game makes are just so like, they just make me all tingly. Like it's just so good. And it's just gorgeous.
The sound and like the music and stuff in that game was quite good. I mean, everything. Like, I mean,
there's
the
things
game,
I don't like
the game
about
has
it.
Its flaws.
It does.
No doubt.
You climb slower than fucking molasses.
And I hope a lot of there's definitely a lot of room for improvement with next two.
I'm a little concerned based on what they showed that 2 is not going to be quite as open world, but maybe it is.
There's going to be like floating islands or something.
Yeah, I had when the very first trailer they showed for it, like, you know, a few years ago when they were like, hey, we're working on this.
Like fucking nothing.
Well, but it made it seem like it was going to take place underground.
Oh.
And then this new trailer they showed made it seem like it's going to take place
in
the sky.
The sky.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's both, I guess.
Maybe it's both.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've been playing Breath of the Wild again, and it is goddamn fun. You watched me play a little bit earlier when you got over. So
I tried to play it again for a second time. I don't remember when now. Sometime during pandemic, I think.
Okay.
I started it again and just...
You couldn't get into it?
I mean, I made it... I mean, I still probably played like 20 hours.
Okay, yeah.
But then eventually I was just kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
It's great, and I still enjoy it, but I just don't know that I... Really, I just was like, I don't think I had the time to put into it.
Yeah,
to commit to.
I mean, there's so much stuff. I'm just
I'm also not capable of playing a game like that half-assed and just being like,
well, do
I can just do like some of the shrines that I see
right.
and like just kind of play through. It's like, no, I have to do all the shrines.
I
want to
get all 120
shrines. I have to try to do all this stuff. And
it's actually 136, I think, with the DLC. So I think there's 16.
Oh,
because
there were some of those new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I did all of them.
Yeah,
the first time I played. Literally, the only thing I didn't do, basically, I'm pretty sure, is collect all the Korok.
No, that's impossible.
Things.
I mean,
like,
it's not impossible.
I think I did pretty like every single side quest.
Yeah, the Korok. There's 900 some Korok seeds. Like, fuck that.
Ain't nobody got time for
ain't
that.
Nobody got time.
I think
for
I
that.
Did whatever the number required to max out your like
your
carrying
inventory.
Capacity or
yeah,
inventory. Because
yeah.
after like 500 or something, it's
there's just no point.
There's no point.
Yeah. And some of them are stupid.
Yeah,
like, I don't
right.
know.
Agreed.
There's like I do have some complaints. Like the climbing speed is abysmal. You just
weapons
break really fast. But I mean that's like a common complaint forever. But
yeah, everyone has.
I don't know. There, I really also just
I guess I don't mind the climbing. Well,
I don't know. I never really liked the combat shrines. I like the puzzle ones. Like
I definitely preferred the puzzle ones. Whenever I would get into a combat shrine, I was just like, oh god,
here we go. I'm gonna probably die like 100 times
until later in the game, and then I got, you know, I was able to have a bunch of like ancient weapons because those are what you need to fight those fucking whatever ancient machine things.
Although if you learn the timing of the parry, the shield parry
which
is
I never
huge.
Fucking did.
Oh, I learned it and like even in my like three heart form right at the beginning, I was taking on Guardians because I could parry their lasers and just kill them. But I definitely, you know, if you fuck it up, you're dead. So Anyway, I've been playing Breath of the Wild, you know, and
cool.
Smash and blah, blah, blah. So
The huge. Other than Breath of the Wild.
Also, I was streaming last week. Don't forget, Revelers, to tune in every other Friday.
For a little bit. You were on Saturday.
Did. Oh, yeah, I was on Saturday last week.
Which I only worked till 6 on Saturday. Right. So I was on there for a little bit, but then I was cooking dinner while watching, and then it became dinner time. So.
Yep. But I was playing some Sega Genesis games, which was kind of fun. Sega's so clunky. It's so clunky compared to like Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo seems to move so smoothly, and Sega, I don't know, something about it just doesn't work for me. But I was playing the Sega Mini, you know.
Right.
But then I switched and played some Mega Man 2, was very fun. I beat all the 8 main bosses and got to Dr. Wily's castle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that I also did that too. So
cool.
Yeah. But yeah, don't forget to go to twitch.tv/retrogamingrevelry. It'll be on every Friday that an episode comes out. I should be streaming that night, Revelers. So starting at 7 p.m. Central Time. So please tune in. Come hang out. Big shout out to our producer, Nathan, who he likes to come and hang out. So,
yep.
So that's good. Jurek, this week we are going to be playing Magician Lord on the Neo Geo.
Neo Geo.
What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Might as well.
Let's do it.
Bring it on.
Here we go. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Doubtful.
Okay, here we go. Magician Lord, Neo Geo, question number one. What is the main and highly frustrating difference between the arcade version and the home console version of Magician Lord? It's highly frustrating. You almost touched on it earlier to give you a little hint.
Oh, that every time you only have one life in arcade?
Sort of that, but
so if you die, you have to put in more money.
Yeah, well, yes, but that's almost, you're almost there. Like, you have one life and you die and you continue.
You continue. Yeah. And you,
I feel like I'm leading you.
I don't know. Have one life in the arcade. So in the arcade, like, people don't like this about the arcade.
No, people don't like this about the home console version.
That you just have unlimited continues and you die and you just start right where you were? You start back at the beginning of the level.
I'm going to give it to you. So, yeah, in the arcade version, when you continue, you start exactly where you were. You know, you have to put it in another quarter, but you're at the arcade, so that's just to be expected. But in the home version, when you continue, you start all the way back at the beginning of the level.
Jesus.
And this game is notoriously tough, so it's a real pain in the ass to get anywhere in the home console version, which, of course, is what we're about to be playing. So...
Awesome.
Yep. So we'll see. Okay. One for one. I wasn't sure. Here we go.
Oh, you led me.
Lead you there, but here we go. Question number two. This game features many great examples of English, actually commonly referred to as what, specific to SNK games. I found a new term that apparently is used for SNK games and English. What? Is it called?
I have no idea.
That is incorrect.
Correct.
It's actually SNK Grish.
SNK Grish.
But
okay.
I had never heard of it before. But
it's just like super bad mistranslation.
Because apparently SNK is just infamous for its bad translation. So anytime it appears in an SNK game, it's known as SNK Grish. And this is one of actually the earliest examples of SNK Grish. I think it actually originated with one of the King of Fighters games. But but this is an example. So that leads us to question number two. There are many great SNK Grish lines in the game, such as, "What imprudence, you human being! Face your trial by God!" And "You persistent guy, but your life ends right now." And the hilarious, awesome. "You are very dangerous. Be dead down here." But
classics.
Those examples. But what is the most infamous example from this game, and when does it happen?
"All your base are belong to us."
Close, very close. It happens when you lose all your lives and you're at the continue screen, and the bad guy stares you down, and he utters, "Again changes to hell."
What?
It makes no fucking sense. I don't know. "Again changes to hell." I was reading a review.
So odds are we will see that.
Yeah, we will definitely see that. But it says, "Again changes to hell." Like, what even was the translation there? I don't know. Mm. But I thought that was so funny. Okay, one for three this week.
I do love me a poor translation.
Oh, yeah. And this game is chock full of them. Like, imprudence, I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be impudence. And that might just be a typo.
Imprudence.
But I just love, "You, persistent guy." It's "you, comma, persistent guy." "You, persistent guy." Jurek, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Magician Lord on the Neo Geo?
Sure do. Magician Lord was released in 1990, developed by Alpha Denshi.
Yeah, they didn't make much.
No,
but
they
made,
well,
promise,
they made
though.
Quite a bit, but nothing I've really heard of.
I was reading
a
thing
largely
like,
Neo Geo things, and prior to Neo Geo, it seemed like it was just all Japanese titles for the most part that I've... I scrolled through a list of things.
Just didn't
like,
recognize
never
anything.
Never heard of a single one.
Okay, that's fair.
So, published by SNK. The designer of the game was Takashi Igashira. Don't know what they have made.
Okay.
Or worked on otherwise.
Okay.
The composers are... There's three of them.
Mm.
There is Hideki Yamamoto, Hiroaki Shimizu, and Yuka Watanabe.
Okay.
Don't know
Watanabe,
they
I think. Watanabe. Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
I only know that because there is an actor who's going to be in
Watanabe.
A show. Yeah.
No, probably not in a show.
There's
an actor named Ken Watanabe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's very famous in movies.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not him, but there's a different Watanabe.
He was in The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Ah, okay. Shout out to Ken.
Classic.
What's up, bro? I'm sure Ken Watanabe listens to this podcast.
No
doubt. I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't.
But. What up, Ken?
Yeah, bruh. Should we listen to some of these bros jams right now?
We should do that.
Let's do it. And we're back. Actually, some bangers in
it
there.
It is. It's got a driving bass line, and it's all, I don't know, it's very, like, electronic.
Yeah.
It's got a weird, yeah.
And
like,
there's, like, a synth kind of.
Synth.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the word I've been trying
yeah,
to find.
Yeah, synth.
Like synth.
I don't know. And there's, yeah, that driving, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good.
It's good.
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like. The music, at least throughout each level, just is kind of the same for a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that's fine.
No, that's
fine. So is Mario Brothers.
We're probably only going to actually hear one song when we play it.
That's true.
So, we'll see. Unless there's a different song when he tells us again, changes to hell.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Anyways, this is a side-scrolling action platformer-ish game where you play as Elta.
Elta.
A magician who is attempting to stop the evil sorcerer Galagis.
Galagis, yeah, I don't...
who is trying to revive the god of destruction as a Torse. Like, what are these fucking names?
It's like they were really, really reaching for those
fantasy
names.
And this god
names.
Of destruction will is going to destroy the world. So well, of to course. Stop this, you have he's to go the... around and collect these seven magical tomes.
And apparently he's the last magician or something. Mm. He's like the heir to the magicians, and it's up to him, you know? Like, yeah. Anyway.
So you have to stop Gal... a geese and his followers, and by defeating bosses in each of like the seven levels, you collect these seven magical tomes, secret magic tomes, and then you're able to stop him from raising the god of destruction. And basically, you jump around and you shoot as your normal form. You just shoot these little like triangle,
little magic blasts,
little greater than blasts.
Yeah, they are little greater than blasts
at enemies, but. Really, you want to collect these different colored orbs, and then you transform into one of, like, six different
things.
Forms. So you can be a dragon warrior, a waterman, Poseidon, shinobi, samurai, or Raijin.
Yes, and
they all have kind of their different abilities. From the playthrough I watched, it seems like you just want to be dragon.
You just
warrior.
Want to be the dragon. I think I watched the same one. I in fact in the playthrough watched him skip an orb to stay as the dragon. Because here, so I read a little bit more about it. The way it works is that you get an orb. There's red, green, and blue
different
orbs.
Colors.
And so you get an orb. You get one and you don't change. Then when you get the second one, you change. And so like
depending
if you
on your color combinations.
Yeah, and the way it works is that if you get a red one and then get another red one, you turn into the dragon.
Yep.
Then the next one you get, the second red one you had originally got becomes the first.
Okay.
And so like if you get a blue one, then you turn into whatever the combo for red and blue is.
Yep.
And then if you got a green one, you would turn into whatever the combo for blue and green is. You know, like, I don't know. I think it makes sense.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes
but
sense.
But you got to know what the combinations
yes.
are. I don't
you
know.
You know what the different combinations are, and it adds a little depth of strategy and whatnot.
But whatever.
You know.
I only watched
But it basically
the first
seems
level.
Like you just want to be the
you
dragon.
You just
want to
be the
dragon warrior.
There's the fire is pretty sweet. So. Yeah. But what's good about getting the orbs is it replenishes your life.
Oh,
like the
okay.
playthrough I watched, he didn't like take a single hit. Like he was super
right.
good.
I watched one too.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We're not going to do
so,
this.
So like, I think, I don't know. I think we might be fucked.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
That is usually the case.
With any sort of level of difficulty in a game.
Yeah.
Or especially when it comes to games we have not played.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
we maybe play games that are considered to be difficult, but we've played them so much that.
But I watched him do the first boss, the first mini boss. So there's a.
Yeah, there was a mini boss, but then I went right to the boss.
Yeah, it's like you
as
finish
far as
a level.
What I saw.
You finish a level, and there's always a sub boss, and then the boss. And you fight him right
Bruce
in a row.
Springsteen?
Literally, Bruce Springsteen is the first boss. He's that weird face thing.
The boss.
The boss boss. Anyway. What do you think, Drake? Should we get to this game?
Let's do some magic, man.
Let's do some magic. First, I think we better take a shot, though.
Yeah, that'll make us way better at this game.
And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Yep. Definitely overfilled that bad boy.
I saw that.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. That's how it's done, though.
All right. I'm going to start us off here.
Start us off.
I'm going to kick us off. Oh, no. Where am I going? Okay. Magician Lord. What?
You did it.
Neo Geo Max 330 Mega Pro Gear Spec.
Pro Gear Spec.
What the fuck does any of that mean?
Yes, Magician Lord.
What's that, a golf ball in the back?
No, that's the moon, bro.
Yeah, it looks pretty
completely
golf
made
ball-y
of cheese.
To me.
Oh my god, are you just in it
no,
already?
No, this isn't me.
Oh, this is the demo screen. Okay. It looks good.
Oh, because I was not pressing start, I was pressing select.
Ah. Oh, yeah. It teaches you how to play.
I don't know how to play.
The following is a story of fantasy. Once upon a time, a giant evil descended on the peaceful land
of
Cadassus. Blah, blah. This young hero defeated the demons using various kinds of magic until at last he sealed up Galagis and Azatorus. Okay, get out of here.
The gods of destruction. He intended to turn their power in 8 volumes of books. Oh, 8. All right, people all over, blah, blah, blah.
Here we
There's
go.
There's a castle. And
oh, my God, there he is, Galagis.
Now,
Galagis is not weak enough to be enclosed by the ancient seal forever.
God, who does he look like?
He looks like...
He looks like an actor.
He does. I
remember when he first popped up, I was like, what the fuck?
That
guy's played
this?
By...
I don't
some
know.
Some dude?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks... maybe he just like looks like he should be an action
maybe.
Star or something.
Yeah.
I don't
or
know.
Or an action villain.
Yeah.
Dale of evil gods. All right.
Okay, so. Here we go. Oh, there's only 2 buttons you press. So
yep,
there
fair.
Another difference between between this game and or between the home console version and the arcade version. In the arcade version, you only have you only get 2 hits before you die. In the home console version, you get 3.
Thank God.
And then when you get orbs, you actually get 6.
Orbs!
Oh, my God. There's like Chulu looking motherfuckers, like, or Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Or Cthulhu. I don't even know how to say it.
Knew something was going to pop up out of there.
That was a vain, veiny looking bird. Are you
right,
fucking
well,
Dale of Evil Gods?
Give me one more.
No, no, no. Here. Yeah, you can keep fucking trying. I don't. I mean, we'll again, the changes to hell, and then I'll go. Like, I don't think we're going to get very far. Although, watching the playthrough was key. Like, he does a lot of ducking when he fights the enemies, which is good.
I noticed that, too. Oh, damn it.
Oh, damn it. He got hit. Got hit. The game looks awesome. The colors are vivid.
Oh, no doubt. Like, it's
Neo
Geo games look fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, last time a guy then popped up behind me.
Nice.
On to your goblin tricks.
There's, like,
keep your goblin tricks off my shit.
Statues in the background. Oh, yeah.
That one's for you,
There's
producer
an orb.
Nate.
Yes. That was for Nate.
Keep
your goblin
tricks. Oh!
Yes, you got the dragon. Oh,
keep
my God.
Keep your goblin
God.
Tricks off motion.
There's like 100 guys down here.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you just fucking
burn
them all.
Lord.
These goblin tricks ain't got nothing on your shit, Drake. Holy shit.
And with this guy, I can aim diagonally, which you cannot with your normal shit.
Oh.
You can only aim up, down, left, right.
And you can only do down if you jump.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You
now
are crushing
I'm
it as the
all
dragon.
Over.
This guy thought he could fucking take you. Not today.
Fuck with the dragon
warrior.
You're a
goddamn dragon. The dragon warrior.
You know where you are? You're fucking with the dragon.
Yes.
You can go in here.
Yeah, there's
oh
a, apparently there's a bunch of different doors you can go in, and they'll get you lost.
Okay.
Like, most doors only lead to other orbs or something, whereas only one door leads to the boss. So you kind of have to know which way you're going. And apparently there's some really frustrating shit related to that later in the game. like if you don't know the way, you're just completely and utterly fucked.
I don't want your green
orb.
No,
don't get the green orb. Do not get the green orb. Yes! Get this Chulu-looking motherfucker. Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Fucking.
You can't get him.
I can't get him.
Jump over him. Actually, if I remember. Oh, get that orb now. You might as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, might as well.
Yes. Now you're the shinobi motherfucker.
Oh, well, this looks fucking sweet,
holy
too.
Shit. He's got these cool-ass boomerangy. Or they're not boomerangy, but they're like.
They don't
twirly
come back to me.
Twirly
they...
boobs. There's fucking. There's one that's going to drop. Oh, sorry. I meant to. I could. My reaction time is
You're
slowed.
Like, there's one.
I know.
And I was like, what? There's one.
It was going to drop right above the ladder. I remember that from the thing I watched.
You just going by, man.
Oh, my God. You're actually doing amazing, Drake. Way better than I assumed you would. Now, the sub boss is coming up here. Oh, my God. Oh, that thing comes if you're taking too long.
Oh, but now it's going to be here while I'm fucking fighting the boss.
It is. Okay, did you...
Nothing I can do because this fucking...
I don't know how you were taking too long. Like, oh, what? It just starts you fucking in the...
Jesus
in like
Christ.
A melee?
Surrounded by all the enemies in the fucking game. So, yeah, I read that doors act as checkpoints
in
the home console version.
I see.
which it seems like they should have thought that out a little more. Yeah.
All right.
Because that also means I'm just starting in the middle of fucking bullshit.
You got this, though. You got the P. That's good. That's power. I don't know what it means. Remember, this thing's going to come go. Yes. Oh, my God. We're learning. This is so exciting. This game is fucking exciting. I haven't even played it yet. It's amazing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You got this. You got this.
Sometimes there's just so many. There's all the fucking enemies in the world.
Yeah, they never stop coming. They're fucking crazy. Okay. Do you, this boss, go all the way to the left. Oh, my God. And then when he does that, like, you got to wait till he does his sword. You got to jump and then get him. Yes. This is exactly it. This is the pattern. You're going to fuck this guy up. Oh, my God, Jerick. I think we're going to at least get to the boss. I can't guarantee we'll beat that boss, but, and by we, I mean you, but I'm including myself in your accomplishments here. Yes,
yes!
You did it. Oh,
beam
my God.
Beam me up, fucking Scotty.
Scotty beamed you up. When I was sick, I watched
What Imprudence.
What Imprudence,
human being,
you human being.
Face your trial, by God. What did you watch?
I watched Star Trek Beyond, the third Star Trek. Fucking good as shit.
It's fine.
I love it. They fucking saved the day by playing Sabotage.
Right.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. Oh, my God. What? How are you
supposed
to dodge that?
Fucking dodge that shit.
Maybe you were too close or something. Oh, my God. Oh, you were in the exact right spot, Jerick. Oh, just kidding.
But now I'm going to.
Now Spikey's come.
God damn it. All right, here.
Holy shit. Oh, that's it. Again changes to hell.
What does that mean?
Should I continue?
God, who does this guy look like?
Dale of evil gods. Okay. Oh,
okay,
my God.
You started the boss at least.
Okay, well, that's good.
So just dodge these things falling from the ceiling and then try to stand in the exact same spot that I was just standing.
I don't know where you were.
About right there.
About here?
That's
okay.
Close, I think.
You're going down.
Got, and then
oh,
you
got to
duck those ones. And then these ones, yep, you nailed it. You're in the right spot. Until things start falling from the ceiling, don't move. Okay, things are going to start falling from the ceiling.
Oh, and he's shooting things.
Oh, and he's shooting shit?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Come on.
This is impossible. Oh, my God. Okay, let me try this again here. I
believe in us.
I also believe in us. I think we can do this.
We're here.
Oh, yeah, I got to
fucking. We can do this shit.
We're here. We're ready to fucking do this. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's this weird. It's. I don't know what the fuck this thing is. Some weird blobby alien thing. It pops out of a statue.
It's like a
head.
Weird face.
Oh my God. It has a face, and now it's shooting shit while things are falling from the ceiling. Spikes are falling from the ceiling. But if you get that perfect spot, it shooting you can't.
Oh,
hit
I
you,
had to move
because
of a spike.
Yeah. Jeez.
Jesus.
It shoots out. Sometimes it just shoots one fireball straight at you, and sometimes it shoots a spread of like five or six. But if you're in the right spot, you can duck and be in between where some of them spread. But then there's spikes falling from the ceiling. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on here. Holy fuck.
Like the playthrough I watched when he made here as Dragon Warrior. Seemed real easy. Oh, man.
Shit.
Man,
I got
you hit. You were crushing it there for a second, though.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is so intense. Here we go. Oh, I got him.
Nailed it.
Yes. Oh, my God. We got a tome.
We got a book.
We got a fucking tome. Holy shit. Do you mind if I play this level?
Too bad we're fucking illiterate.
To the evil mind. Yeah, we are. We can't read shit. Okay, I didn't watch any
to
playthroughs
the evil
of this.
Mind.
I didn't watch any
Me
playthroughs.
Neither.
Oh, fuck.
This looks
impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was going to. Oh, no.
Oh,
never
my
mind.
God.
Jesus.
These spike balls never stop coming.
You can take one step
oh,
at a time.
Oh, my God. Okay,
and
those
fight
guys are on the ground.
Fucking Cthulhu monster.
Oh, my God. Can I try one more time?
Yeah, man. Again,
changes
to hell.
To the evil mind.
So at least it seems. I guess. Has there been a countdown at all on. Continues. We have unlimited continues.
I think
perhaps.
We have unlimited continues, but you start at the beginning of the level. That's the caveat.
So you just got to get real good at this level.
Okay, here we
you
go.
Gotta
here we go.
Find that dragon, man.
I know the dragon is key.
Yeah, oh it is God. Key. Sometimes just like it. Oh my God! Look at all these fucking enemies. It's a lot of ducking.
But
sometimes.
They're easy enemies.
Yeah, I mean, everything dies so far. Well, not everything.
I actually
a
I
lot
think
of things,
I did watch a playthrough.
A lot of things
went
die
in
one hit.
Here.
a lot of the main two hits for those guys, I guess.
Two hits for these little...
And those big guys that shoot their arm at you, about two or three hits, but you can just duck and blast away.
Okay,
that's definitely going to fall from
the
skate.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why I tried to
You just kept going. It was very clear that that spike was about to fall from the ceiling.
You really got to like get him to do it, though.
You got to go right under it.
Closer.
And then back away.
Oh,
because you're not fast enough to move past it.
Nope. But
you do walk a bit slow.
I guess. Some of the orb guys are even slower than this. There's one that's really slow, but he's really powerful. Man.
I mean, you look cool.
Do I start all the way? The door.
No, the door, you should start outside the door. But yeah, right outside these doors apparently is just shit tons of enemies. So when you do hit a checkpoint, you're surrounded by enemies. At least that time, when it happened to me, I was not. You were at the end.
Yeah, you were right in the middle.
Literally surrounded by enemies. It was just like, okay, we're gonna pop you into the middle of these seven enemies.
Oh my god, this is fucking intense. And then like enemies pop up while you're doing this.
Yeah, they definitely. I mean, that's sometimes the. The problem with games that are ported from an arcade.
Like, they wanted you to put in quarters.
Yeah, and they're not modified at all.
Yeah.
From the arcade is the fact that they want you to just pump in those fucking quarters.
Okay.
So
how did I
die
here?
Constantly.
Oh,
I died from
those guys.
From that red guy.
Up
that,
we go.
The little guy that shot shit at you. One of these guys.
Woo!
I mean, down there, but.
Okay, okay. We're moving right along.
Watch out for this fucker.
Oh, I can't.
You can't shoot him
until
he comes past
the
wall.
Okay.
Oh, this has got to be like a mini boss or something.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, I thought I was dead.
Nice, nice. You got this. You got. Oh.
I got him, but he got me.
Oh.
Okay, one more.
To the evil mind.
One more try here. One more try. Can I go this way? Oh, God.
I think so. I think sometimes the. Mini bosses are like optional or something.
I haven't.
I read something that's sometimes you'll go through a door and you'll come to a mini boss.
Huh.
But like, it doesn't seem like you have to go through this door. The first one I definitely had to go through.
Yeah. Well, did you like?
Yeah, there was nowhere. Otherwise it was, unless I can swim. It seemed like I came to water.
Ah, I see. I thought there was a bridge you could jump on, though. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hard to say.
Like, apparently there's multiple
platforming abilities.
There's multiple places you can go.
Eventually. Yeah, and this is probably one of those levels, then. It sounded, from my understanding, early on levels are very linear, and then eventually there becomes kind of branching paths and multiple ways to get through a level.
I see.
And
okay,
that's when that fucking thing that came after me comes
God
into
damn
play.
It. Again changes to hell.
Because eventually then you have choices, and if you take too long, that fucking thing comes after you that you just can't fucking avoid.
Oh yeah, and that was continue, so now you're all the way at the beginning.
Yep.
Good luck here. Oh my God. I feel like I did it more methodically than you. You just kind of barreled through there. But you made it.
Well, I mean, I knew what was happening.
I guess. I was trying to do it like pixel perfect, I guess. Or something like that. Oh my God.
God damn it. Came, Jesus Christ.
That was unfair.
That was bullshit.
I was looking.
Because I didn't go through the fucking door. I don't get my checkpoint.
Oh, right. Oh my God. You got to not get hit by the spike balls trick.
You know what you got to do?
That's key.
Don't have the time or the patience to deal with this shit. Can I just go this way? No. This thing's going to fucking drop shit on me. Just get out of here, flying.
Oh my God. Whatever. I'm looking at Twitter here. Somebody really wants us to vote for this thing.
Oh, this fucking, yeah, I
it's
keep
like
seeing
NES,
shit
which is
like
the better
that.
NES game? Okay, let's do some of these. Let's do some of these. Okay. Let's go round one here.
Oh my God, what is happening to me? Jesus Christ, what is happening? There were so many like bullets like flying down from above.
Oh, did you trigger something?
I'm going to see if I can
go this way?
just not go in that door.
Get an orb or something? Oh, my God. I think that's the way to go. Oh, yeah, you got to, like, go. You can't duck until you're I think you can jump. Oh, my God, Jesus. You're getting wrecked.
Okay. Okay.
There is another door up there.
I mean, yeah.
But
again, changes to hell.
Yeah, you can keep playing. All right, here we go.
All your baser belong to your mom.
Okay, best NES games here, Drake. Round one. Let's see. I don't know what's happening. I apparently can't show anything.
God damn it.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Are you having issues here?
Oh, I see. Here we go. Okay.
What's happening?
Which is a better NES game? Wait a minute. What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, this is the second chance bracket. I don't like it. Okay, here we go. Oh, they're all poles. Okay, here we go.
Well, yeah, but we can...
Okay.
How do you get up there?
Which is a better NES game? Final Fantasy 1 or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project?
Hmm.
What would you say Twitter voted for? I'll tell you there was 217 votes.
I'm going to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Incorrect.
Was my first
but it was close. Final Fantasy was 51% and Ninja Turtles 3, 49%. So,
like, Final Fantasy 1 is... I think I've only played it a tiny little bit.
Okay, which is the better NES game? Batman, Return of the Joker, or Bomberman?
I've only played Bomberman, so I'm going to go with Bomberman.
That is correct. That's what Twitter voted for, at least. I actually don't. Return of the Joker is a really good game, but it's kind of one of those rarer games. All right, which is the better NES game of these two, Paperboy or Duck Hunt?
Ooh, wow.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I mean, you can't deny Duck Hunt's, like, contributions to gaming. Or being an all-time classic.
Fuck this game.
This game is impossible.
Right to hell. I'm going to go with Duck Hunt.
That is what Twitter said as well.
My personal taste.
53% to 47% Duck Hunt. I agree. Duck Hunt is better. Although Paperboy is really good.
Right. But it was Duck Hunt was just such a unique experience with the fucking gun and everything.
You could shoot at your TV and actually hit a
just
duck.
Playing that at home?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. How about which is a better NES game? Contra or Castlevania II Simon's Quest? 149 votes on this Twitter poll.
For me, Contra.
That's also what Twitter said by this one is, all the others are like
by
almost 50-50.
By the hair
50,
of my chinny
50.
Chin chin?
No, or, this one, oh. Contra is 70%.
Wow, really?
Simon's Quest is 30%.
That is surprising.
Yeah. Okay, I think there's some other ones here. I see. I'm going out of order here. But okay, which is the better NES game, Contra or Punch-Out?
Gonna go with Contra again.
You agree with Twitter. This is the game we're playing. Do you agree with Twitter?
Rarely.
And you do. 60-40 Contra to Punch Out. Okay, here we go. Which is the better NES game, Kid Icarus or DuckTales?
DuckTales.
Absolutely. You agree with Twitter. 73% to 27%
Kid Icarus can dare lick my balls.
All right. I think I'm going backwards. Fine, but let's just do it anyway. Here we go. What is the better NES game, Rygar or Castlevania II Simon's Quest?
Jeez. Oh,
we played Rygar on the podcast.
We did.
You're determined not to go in that door.
Well, I can't make it through there, man.
You got to go down.
I know that.
Oh.
And I did. Like, I know where to go. Okay. It's just fucking hard, man.
Just actually going there. Can you just jump there?
That's what I'm going to try to do.
Oh, then you're up there, of course. And then if you press down to duck, you go down the fucking ladder. There's
no
room.
There's
no
room
to
fucking maneuver.
Fucking A. Again, changes to hell.
I should have gone through the door because at least then it's a checkpoint, but you have to go through the door.
Yeah. I mean, going through the door is where I watched
him
go.
And then I jumped down here too fucking soon.
Yeah.
And get blasted by this fucking Cthulhu and his goddamn red pellets that every fucking enemy does the same goddamn thing.
I'm going backwards. I'm gonna go farther.
Shit.
Okay.
All right.
What is the greatest NES game that isn't Link or Mario?
the greatest NES game that isn't Link or Mario.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this whole thing is, I guess.
Oh.
But okay. Which is a better NES game, Castlevania 1 or Contra?
Contra.
Ooh, Twitter disagrees.
I figured. They say never, honestly,
it's 51 to 49.
Like, as far as Castlevania, you know, I love my Symphony of the Night, but beyond that,
oh, I love those original.
I've never played a lot of the original ones.
Oh, I had it growing up, and so I played a lot of it. I fucking loved it. Yeah, don't move. Oh shit.
No.
What?
Never,
why are all those guys coming?
This happened to me before. That all of a sudden just got fucking rained on by these goddamn dudes. This game's
all right.
Redonkulous.
Let me try some
you
of this here.
Change
again.
Hell.
Changes to hell. Here we go. What are we looking at time wise here?
I mean, let's get to the next change to.
Changes to hell. Okay.
And then we can probably be done. I mean, we beat a level. We beat a boss.
We did beat a level. That's
I
good.
Feel
that, I mean,
satisfied.
That's like pretty rare for this podcast. So,
I mean, I don't know that it's that rare anymore, but
it was for a while there.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Okay,
I mean,
I'm going
granted, we only made it to level 2 in this game, but it's fucking balls to the wall hard. See, now those guys are just gonna fucking rain hell upon you.
I don't. I feel like that wasn't happening to me the first time.
Right?
Why was it not happening?
I don't know.
Maybe
these
I killed them.
Fucking flying guys. Maybe you have to stay up there and kill them first, because otherwise they just somehow. Even though I, but then they're not always even there.
Okay. All right. Well, there.
I don't know.
Happening.
It's like there's some randomness. And now you, if you get hit one more time, you're fucking dead.
No way, though. But do you think I'll actually get hit one more time?
Yeah.
I'm literally
like,
the master of fucking Magician Lord. I'm the Lord of Magicians, man. I can't be hit.
I don't think you are.
I cannot be hit.
I really don't think you
I'm literally as far as anyone's ever been.
Well, you've been
I've
further
been
than
farther
this.
Than this. That is correct.
I have not. I did not. I never made it this far.
Well, it's tough.
It is.
You gotta be a
super tough.
Gotta be a real gamer to make it this far.
I'm
Greg.
Not, man.
I'm just
GGs.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh my god. Yep. Jump. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck this game, man.
All right, here I'm gonna fight this thing and
I mean
totally
the game's
die.
Fine. It's just super hard. Like they just
okay.
Yeah, he got blasted.
All right.
Got
here we
blasted
go.
Blasted right in the ass.
Fucking ass blasted by that motherfucker.
Ass
all right,
blaster 3000. Coming at ya.
Oh, okay. You have to literally.
If you just go real fast,
they
don't come.
Real fast, right to the ladder. You cannot go past the ladder at all.
Oh, now they're coming here, though, because you waited too long.
I did wait too long.
They normally don't come here either.
Nope. They sure don't.
You're done for.
No way. I got this.
No, now you got to make it to the fucking boss with the ability to get hit a couple times.
Yeah, that is true. That first time I did, actually.
I know, and you were close. You had him. Then he got you.
He fucking wrecked me is what he did.
He always does.
He
well,
always
here,
does.
Well, here, while you're playing, so we've been playing this game for, I don't know,
half
almost
hour.
30 minutes, probably. How fast do you think someone can beat this game?
I think somebody can beat this game in 18 minutes and 31 seconds.
Close. They can do it faster than that.
Again, changes to hell. They can do it faster than that?
Yeah. And this is apparently, according to speedruns.com, the arcade version.
Okay. Do you want to keep going with this game? Or
no,
like,
not right. really.
I don't either. All right. We'll just stay on this screen. Let's see. I think that someone can do it then in 14 minutes and 46 seconds.
Close. Even faster, though.
Even faster?
Super King 51 did it in 12 minutes and 1 second.
What? The
Apparently.
Arcade version, even?
Supposedly.
That's like even more
That's
brutal,
what it
I
said.
Think. Well, maybe
arcade.
Not. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you can just beat it in one go, I think it's the same
Yeah, I guess.
Game.
Yeah.
It's just eventually if you are just that good at it.
I guess you got to know exactly.
But I didn't watch it, so I don't know if there's some sort of glitch or something. It just
yeah.
doesn't seem like you can even move through the game
fast
enough.
Yeah.
Like, you're not running through this game by
I mean,
any
there's
means.
Only seven
you're
levels.
You're kind of walking, and you shoot some shit.
Yeah. Maybe there's,
But if
like
you
a
get that dragon thing, like, right away, you can just blast you can through just everything. Go through the whole
thing. I didn't even actually in all in. I didn't actually oh, get to do an orb thing. Like,
oh, none of them. Yeah, that's true. Only I did, and all I got the dragon and. And I don't know what the other
Shinobi
one would be.
Shinobi guy or something.
Is that what I was? I don't even know.
I don't remember what it's called.
I would have to look up the color. I think I was red and
green. It was red and green or red and blue. I don't. There's one that's like an electricity guy, a Raijin or something, a Raijin. I don't think that was it, though. I think you were like Shinobi.
Are you trying to say Raiden?
Nope. Well, maybe.
maybe.
Raijin, though, is what it is. It's R-A-I-J-I-N.
Pretty sure it's Lord Raiden.
Well, Lord Raiden... You know, he sees over the Earth realm.
You know, played by Christopher Lambert.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Lambert?
I think that's how it's actually pronounced.
I always
pronounced.
Thought it was Lambert.
I know, that's what, well, I guess I don't know. It was, I always pronounced it like that, and then when I listened to How Did This Get Made podcast, there were a couple movies that he was in that they did.
Oh,
they
I was
always
like, did they do Mortal Kombat? Fuck.
They might have.
Oh, really?
But they always said Christopher Lambert.
Lambert.
I mean, he is like French-Canadian.
I mean, he is. I guess that makes sense. But I have always said
French.
Christopher Lambert.
Yeah. Me too. But yeah. That's because I'm a dumb American.
I know.
And
but
maybe it is Lambert.
God, he was. I mean, I get it. Like, probably should cast the Asian guy as an Asian guy.
Well, even in the sequel, then, they cast... In Annihilation, it was...
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a different guy. It was the guy from... He's in everything.
He's in, he was in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
He was, like, the FBI guy that
works... Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, that works with, like, Brian.
God, what is that guy's name? I gotta look him up.
I know, right? Because I know his name.
He's in, like, everything.
He's like, Dexter's dad in the TV show Dexter.
He's, like, one of those actors who... He's a great character actor.
Oh, he's
he just
fantastic.
Plays.
He's a great actor. Yeah. But, again, why, like...
But we should know his name, you know?
And I do know his name. You're going to tell me, and I'm going to be like,
gonna tell
obviously,
you.
I know that
it's,
name. But
oh my God.
What his name is right now is eluding me. But also, Raiden probably should be played by an Asian actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And not some white
and
dude.
And he was in the new Mortal Kombat,
yeah,
but
the
he
new
was
Mortal
so
Kombat
lackluster.
Was not great.
His name is James Remar.
Yep.
Yep. And James Remar is, I'm sure he listens to this podcast, so shout out to James.
Shout out to James.
Yeah, he's great. He's in everything.
He's in so many things.
His filmography, he's in 198 titles.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Yeah, that guy is that's what you call a working actor right there.
Hey, man, you got to pay the fucking bills. Yep. Just take every job possible.
Well,
like,
I mean, you
why,
do.
Not?
Why
you're,
not?
You know that you're not going to be
the
leading man
yeah.
of anything. Just take whatever fucking comes to you, and you'll be a supporting character in every fucking movie and TV show possible.
And he's good, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I've never looked at him and been like,
that guy is bad, you know? Like,
they really should have cast somebody else. Other than maybe Raiden.
But, no way.
But he was still getting rated.
If Christopher Lambert's not,
Lambert's
not
Annihilation just sucked in general. But.
Whatever. It's the greatest. They fucking travel around the world in hamster balls, bro. God. It's fucking sweet.
Anyways. Let's take some shots.
It's time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I feel really ready to give some final thoughts here, Drake. So how many?
Do you?
Yes. Magician Lord on the Neo Geo. How many fucking stupid ass enemies out of 10 do you give Magician Lord on the Neo Geo? Because there's a shitload of stupid ass enemies,
there
but
are.
I feel like I'm going to give it. Yeah, I don't know. How many?
I'm
what are you
going to give it? Like. You answer first.
Okay.
I feel like
okay.
I answer first every time in our reviews.
You do. Okay.
I want you to answer first.
Is that because you're text messaging right now?
No, I'm looking up. trying to get back to the Wikipedia page so I can get what other people thought of this game.
I see. Okay, I will give it Magician Lord. I'm going to give it a solid 6.5 out of 10. I'm not going to give it that much, but I'm not going to give it that little. Like, I had fun. It's fun. It's colorful. It works, you know?
Right.
But, God, is it hard.
And, I mean, it's hard because it's an arcade game.
Like, and this is actually, this should have been one of my trivia question or one of my three questions, but this this game, I couldn't figure out how to word it, but this was actually a launch title with the Neo Geo home console version.
This is true.
So,
and I knew that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Like, but yeah, I think you're about right. 6.5. I'm going to say 6. Like, even arcade, I mean, this just isn't the type of game I want to play in arcades.
Right. Yeah, like they
so
really,
so even as
like
an arcade game, yeah, I just don't, for me, platformers are not arcade games.
Yeah. Beat 'em ups.
Like,
are.
I want to play beat 'em ups. I want to play fighting games, maybe some shooting games, and then like single screen
games like Beer Tapper or fucking,
right. I mean, Donkey Kong,
Asteroids even, you know?
Space,
like,
Invaders,
yeah, yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, is for
high
me,
score games, you know?
As far as, especially, you know, when it comes to retro arcade games,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the old school ones, I don't necessarily want to play a game where you're going through and there is a, I don't know,
There's an end
game.
Well,
like,
I mean,
you're trying to
X-Men
beat,
has an end game.
Right,
and
I guess beat 'em ups.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Yes, I beat it with you at the Minnesota State Fair at the arcade. It was constantly like, okay, I'm dead. I got to go. Stay alive until I get more money. As long as one person was alive at any given time, the rest of us could get back in. I don't know how much money I spent, but I went to that change machine multiple times to get more quarters.
Yeah.
But we beat it.
We did.
It was one of the crowning achievements, I feel like, of my gaming life.
That game is fun, and especially
fun
beating it at the arcade. Like,
yeah,
that's why
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. So
yeah,
I'm going to say 6.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but yeah, you're absolutely right, though. This is not the kind of game you want to play at the arcade. You know, like,
I don't want to play.
That's why, like,
yeah,
Super Mario Brothers. You know, there is an arcade version.
I don't like it.
But nobody likes it because you don't really want to.
I
want to
play that on my NES at home.
Exactly. You know, I want Toad to tell me I'm an asshole because I'm in the wrong castle at home. I don't want everybody to see that.
Right.
You know? Fuck.
Princess in another fucking castle.
God damn it, Toad.
Goddamn time. Why are you in a fucking sack, Toad?
Drake, what did other people think of this game?
Why
are you in a fucking sack, Toad?
They're also...
We should make t-shirts, man. That is fucking funny.
They're also mixed on it. Game rankings, so the aggregate score is right about what we said, 63%.
Okay,
so
yep, yep.
Between 6 and 6.5.
Yep.
But otherwise, yeah, let's see for actual reputable things. GamePro apparently fucking loved it.
Did they?
25 out of 25.
Holy shit.
Also, why is your score 20 on a 25 point right scale? Like,
that's crazy. So that's basically 100%. They got 100 out of 100.
Electronic Gaming Monthly in 2006.
Oh yeah, because it came out, like, this game was actually a Neo Geo exclusive for a very long time.
Yeah, and it's come out on other things.
Yeah.
But apparently in 2006, EGM ranked it at number 179 of the top 200 best games of all time.
What?
It's apparently in the top 200 best games of all time.
Magician Lord.
On according the Neo to Geo. EGM. In 2006.
What? Those guys were high as fuck.
Oh, all the time.
Like, they had to be. I mean, that's actually a review I read about this game was like, I actually laughed out loud reading a review. I was like, he was talking about the SNK Grish, and he was like, they got literally the most stone dude to do the translations. Like, they make
no sense.
Doubt. Yeah.
Oh, and here, actually, Wikipedia, this is something I feel like I've never seen before, a retrospective reviews.
Oh.
So modern reviews
on
of
Wikipedia?
Yeah. And these are all...
That's what we do. We're retrospective.
Right.
Like,
and these are all reviews for the Wii version,
yeah,
and apparently
I guess that's
Switch
probably
version.
The 2006.
Apparently it's on Switch.
Oh, yeah. A lot of SNK games are on Switch.
Yeah. Oh, there was the SNK like kind of collection.
Well, which
there.
I have, but I'm not sure this game was on there. It might have been. I don't know.
But otherwise, a lot of them are right around us. IGN gave it a 6.5 out of 10 on the Wii. GameSpot, 4.5 out of 10. Eurogamer 6, Nintendo Life 7 out of 10 on the Wii, but 6 out of 10 on the Switch.
Interesting. What
IGN said fans of Capcom's Ghouls and Ghosts series and the old school linear Castlevania adventures would probably be the closest candidates to becoming appreciative players of Magician Lord.
Yeah.
Magician Lord is still a classic game, and the fact that people still regard it as a decent platform romp speaks volumes for the quality of this appealing title.
I mean, it looks really good, and it does control well. Like doing that part you never got to where the spikes fall.
Yeah.
Like, it is
No,
actually,
I made it there. I got killed by the second spike.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, like it works well. Like, you stop, you know, when you let go of the stick, you stop, you know, and then if you go back, you go back. Like, I don't know. It's not loose, you know. It's very tight, actually, but I don't know. The difficulty's crazy. Like, just stop shooting things at me for 1 second.
For 1 second.
Yeah.
There was going to be a sequel, but it got
Magician
canceled.
Magician Lord 2?
I guess, yeah.
We should bring it back. Should we start a Kickstarter for Magician Lord 2?
So there was
to be
a sequel
released on the fucking...
That was in development and planned to release on the Neo Geo AES system. It was eventually moved to Neo Geo CD. And then...
Then just can't.
However, it was canceled during development along with a sequel to Crystalis.
Oh, really?
It was also canceled.
Crystalis. Yep. Crystalis is on NES.
Yes.
It's a great fucking game.
But yeah, it got canceled. Apparently, one of the developers for the video game Cuphead is credited in this game.
Oh, really?
As not just digital painter, but also under the alias of Magician Lord. One of the achievements for the game is also entitled Magician Lord. Earning the achievement's namesake is feasible whenever all three mausoleum levels have been completed.
Oh, interesting. Those must be bonus levels.
Oh, those are, that's Cuphead achievements.
Oh.
Now I am. Oh, as I finish it, you get a achievement called Magician Lord.
Magician Lord.
But I guess one of the people who worked on Cuphead worked on this game.
Okay. I mean, Cuphead also punishingly difficult. Have you beat it?
Yes.
You did beat Cuphead?
I did beat it.
I didn't even want to put it in the time. I don't know.
It's fun. Yeah. It's not... It's not as challenging.
It's not as hard as people make it out to be.
Okay. It's hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's...
Once you learn the patterns,
it's just
it's
boss
over.
Fights.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, sometimes you're going to fight the same boss 10 to 20 times over and over.
But once you learn
that
pattern...
But it happens so fast that you learn the pattern and you get it.
And it's over.
And it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I still beat the whole game in probably 20 hours.
Oh, okay. I got halfway through it, maybe. I don't know. Like,
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a challenge, but I felt that sense of pride and accomplishment when I beat it.
I think Cuphead was released on Switch like either shortly after or I got it like at the height of my I need to play Smash.
You should give it another shot.
Yeah. I should. I have it. There's so many games
really
I have that I just like. I'm like, oh yeah, I played that for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I enjoyed Cuphead.
No, I played Cuphead for more than 5 minutes. But anyway, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Magician Lord, could they do that?
Yeah, sure. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And look, Revelers, we really need you to contact us and send us some frickin' discussion questions. I'm sick of this bullshit. We're not asking anymore. We're demanding it. We're demanding it. Send it to us.
Do it. Or I will come to your house and I will cut you.
He will. I've seen him.
I've seen him.
Anyway.
I saw Dick for questions.
I seen him. were you going to say for quoke?
For no. I don't know what I was. For discussion questions.
I know.
Is what I wanted to say.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I just skipped right over one.
Yeah, we love discussion questions, Revelers. So threats aside, please send those in.
I won't really cut you.
Yeah, give us a rating.
I don't
on
know
your,
where you live.
Right. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would appreciate it. Jurek, would you like to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Game on, Wizards of Waverly Place. Oh my God, Wizards of Waverly Place. That's hilarious.
It's a good show, man.
Is it a good show? I don't know.
It's fine. I enjoyed it. There was a Disney Channel original movie for it. It was also quite good.
Quite good. Starring old SG, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, you know.